I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. You know, God does the unexpected from time to time. There are times in our history and our lives when God in his wise providence does the very thing we least expect. Our rational minds are unable to grasp it. Our reason is confused by it. The wise are confounded by its simplicity. And predictability has long since given up on God. All predictability can say is that God's ways are not our ways. Perhaps upon occasion to be inscrutable, that means past finding out. It is God going beyond our ability to grasp the full of it. Just ask Nehemiah. In the second chapter of Nehemiah, it may have been expected that God would simply leave well enough alone. Well, God didn't. There had already been another attempt to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem under Ezra. It failed. It failed for a number of reasons. There was a great opposition. The enemy gained the upper hand through jungle ambush sabotage strategies. The efforts of the Hebrews were undermined. The task was too large for the people to handle. I mean, any number of reasons why the previous effort failed. So you would expect that God would just leave well enough alone. Well, God didn't. God also unexpectedly commissioned somebody to do the rebuilding, and his name was Nehemiah. He was a cupbearer to the Babylonian king, and during the second captivity, he was a government worker who held a plush palace position within the enemy's camp. Nehemiah wasn't a builder. He didn't have an engineering degree. He had no experience in running a construction site. He knew nothing of subcontractors or building materials, and there was no intimate knowledge with brick and mortar. Nehemiah was a political appointee in the king's court. He had no leadership training or experience. He wasn't in charge of a large army. He simply risked his life to taste the king's food and wine. First, it was a dangerous job, but somebody had to do it. And God did the unexpected. God put Nehemiah in the driver's seat of the rebuilding program in Jerusalem. Perhaps God saw something in Nehemiah that he didn't see in himself. And it may have been revealed during the 4 months of prayer prior to embarking upon the venture. Go check it out, Nehemiah 2 and 1. It may have been fostered in a continued relationship with God even while in exile. Maybe this leadership skill was born out of a heart of compassion for both people and place. Or maybe simply during that 4 month prayer period, Nehemiah went to a deeper level in his relationship with God. Remember, deeper level living requires a deeper level relationship. There are attributes in most positions that can be transferred. Things like honesty, integrity, morality, creativity, responsibility, imagination, follow through, courage, self-starter, self-initiator. It doesn't matter what position you hold, whether it's ditch digger, choir director, porter or doctor, lawyer or scrub nurse, security guard, stockbroker, manager of a mini mart, manicurist, maid, masseuse. Just because you can't see it in you yet doesn't mean it isn't there. Deeper level living requires a deeper level relationship. What would happen to you if you had entered into an intense period of prayer? Maybe this is the best time to join our spiritual journey. Go to the link on this page for your daily prayer and scripture. Sign up on the spiritual journey and the prayer and scripture will come automatically to your inbox. Look what happened to Nehemiah. He entered into an intense period of prayer. And after that, God gave him an upgrade. The plan, the strategy, the resources that get the job done. What will happen to you? If you entered into an intense period of prayer, how will your life change? You won't know about your upgrade until you begin the journey. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.